It's the 3rd of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A former school teacher and Potton resident who recovered from whole body paralysis plans to cycle 1,600 miles to raise money for charity. Lee James was diagnosed with a unique neurological condition known as chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. Last year, James experienced paralysis which started in his legs, then worked his way throughout the rest of his body. The 52-year-old was successfully treated with steroids and other drugs at Addenbrookes Hospital and Bedford Hospital. He now plans to ride another 750 miles on his spin bike, adding to the existing 850 miles already completed. His efforts, which can be supported through his Just Giving page, will raise funds for the Addenbrookes Charitable Trust and the Guillain-Barré and Associated Inflammatory Neuropathies. A proposed residential development from Hayfield Homes will contain 61 energy-efficient residences if plans are approved. 18 of the Russell Road Toddington units are expected to be affordable. The homes will feature heat pumps, underfloor heating and 100% renewable energy. The Bedfordshire and Luton Recovery College has recently launched its Warm and Cozy initiative to help residents across Bedfordshire stay warm. Through its programme, the BLRC, which is a free NHS guidance hub for adults with mental health issues, provides warmth support to vulnerable people and advice on keeping energy bills low. Items such as warm clothing, blankets and extra curtains from donations are then distributed to those most in need. Further information about the project can be found on the organisation's website. When James Farrow was named as MBE on the New Year's Honours list, the Bed Fringe founder believed it was a prank. The director of the Quarry Theatre at Bedford School, Farrow has now finally received recognition for his contributions to the performing arts. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.